There were many other men in the room. Tarzan looked at their uniforms and knew they were Veltopismus Kuzians. But Tarzan was confused. These men were large. They were the same size as him. Some were injured, and nurses were putting bandages on them. One man walked over and looked down at Tarzan. "Look at the giant, everyone," he laughed. Then he turned to Tarzan. "You are the same size as us now, and you are our prisoner." Tarzan was confused and did not understand what the man was saying. He knew these men were his enemies, so he ignored them. Then a nurse came over to Tarzan and put a brown powder on his wounds. His wounds were very painful, but he did not make a sound. Someone gave him bread and deer milk. One of the men untied his arms and tied him to a ring in the wall. "He will be ready for work soon," said the nurse. "7 days, and then he will be well." Tarzan ate his food so he would become strong again. While he ate, he listened to the men. Their language was like the language of the Trohanadalmakuzians. Tarzan paid attention, and he could understand many of the words. Tarzan learned about the battle and his enemies. Their king was called Elko Moehago, and the battle had gone badly for Tarzan's enemies. Many of their men had died. But the king was pleased because they had caught the giant. Here, the men looked at Tarzan. Tarzan wondered how these men had become big like him. Could they grow and shrink when they wanted? It was a mystery. Tarzan stayed in the large room for 7 days and began to feel better. On the 7th day, 6 men came to the room to fetch him. They took off his chains and gave him a green tunic. Tarzan knew it was a slave's tunic. He was someone's slave now. He heard the men talking. "He is Zoanthrohago's slave. You know, the scientist." Then the men took him out of the room. They led him down a long corridor. Tarzan looked around so he could find a way to escape later. There were ladders which went up, so they were under the ground. This place was a huge dome, like the domes of the Trohanadalmakuzians. Tarzan thought this dome must be enormous, as it was home to men of normal size. The other domes were for Manunians. Then the men tied his hands again and took him out of the room. Eventually, they came to a large gold door. There were 2 guards in front of it. "We are bringing Zoanthrohago's slave. The king wants to see him. Let us in." The guards opened the door, and Tarzan entered a wonderful room with a gold throne. There were paintings all around the room, showing battles and fighting. King Elko Moehago was sitting on the throne. There were many men around him. Tarzan listened carefully to them. He wanted to find out what was going to happen. "Is this the giant?" asked one of them.
"Yes, it is him," said the king. "He is Zoanthrohago's slave, isn't he?"
"Yes," said the king. "It is amazing. The giant is the same size as us. Zoanthrohago did the experiment to make him small. Now look at him." The men laughed loudly, and Tarzan realized these were not giant men, and this was not a giant dome. He was the same size as the Manunians now.
"Can Zoanthrohago make him big again?" one of the men asked.
"Sadly, no," said the king. "When he can do that, I will give him gold. He will make us all giants, and we will beat all our enemies." Now Tarzan knew the truth. He was tiny, and no one knew how to make him big again.